Insurgents in Syria have expressed doubt about the implementation of a new deal reached at the Geneva Peace Conference, under which the government has agreed to let women and children leave besieged districts of the city of Homs. Now, insurgents operating in the city have called for a complete end to the siege of the areas, which have been under a blockade since June 2012. They also want guarantees from the UN or the International Committee of the Red Cross that the people leaving the areas will not be arrested by Syrian forces. Earlier, UN and Arab League Special Envoy in Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, said Damascus has agreed to let women and children leave the areas. The agreement was reached on the third day of the peace talks between the Syrian government and the foreign-backed opposition in Geneva. Well, to discuss this further, we're being joined by Syrian activist and political commentator Mimi Al-Laham from Australia via Skype. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Ms. Al-Laham. Now, looking at the obstacles and the conditions being put forth by these insurgents on the ground in Syria with regards to humanitarian aid, it brings up that question again over how much control does the foreign-backed opposition in Geneva have over these insurgents?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you can see that the request for these civilians moving out of these war zones and ceasefires is in very specific locations in Homs. So it just shows you that the opposition that the U.S. has chosen to represent the insurgents on the ground in Geneva only have control over a limited number of insurgents in very specific areas. Otherwise, you know, such deals would be happening across Syria.
Right, so then it raises the question of how much can these talks achieve in the coming days and weeks?
Well, I think, you know, in the first place, I would acknowledge that such a deal was the first positive thing to come out of Geneva. I would go further to say that any civilian who doesn't want to be involved in the fighting should be able to get out of the war zone, and it's positive for the army as well, because they won't have civilians to hinder the operation, so, and they won't have to worry about them as well. And I think you know, the request that no one be arrested or as such is quite reasonable. And in fact, there's precedents of this happening in Mokdamiya and Barza, where people were out of those areas with no problem. So I think that the premise of doubting it is basically coming from spoilers who don't want to see the civilians leave. So as far as how far Geneva can achieve, you know, the point is nobody is talking about the areas that the insurgents are sieging, such as Zahran in Aleppo. You know, that's not been mentioned. And so we can see that there's very limited things that Geneva can achieve, given that there are spoilers on the U.S. side, as well as a weakness in the influence of the opposition that Ford has chosen.
Robert and of Ford. Course, these deals regarding humanitarian aid and ending sieges on certain areas and cities, these are just building blocks. This is not a comprehensive solution to what's happening on the ground in Syria. What is the potential of that being resolved? Do you think there's even a political will on the parts of the parties to solve that?
Perhaps not in this round of Geneva 2. I think perhaps we might actually see a Geneva 3, hopefully not a Geneva 4, but I don't see such a over-encompassing solution being agreed to in at this time. As well as, I think, you know, the fact that the U.S. did not allow states that have a part in or, you know, an interest in the Syrian crisis, Iran, not to be part of the negotiations shows that they're not really serious about coming to some kind of peace deal and conclusion.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Syrian activist and political commentator Mimi Al-Laham, they're joining us from Australia. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.